On the show today, we have Simply Credit Senior Vice President Alan Barr talking about the strategy of online lenders. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Alan Barr from Simply Credit. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, good. Happy to have you on the program. You guys did some amazing stuff with, was it Hudson River Valley Credit Union or something?
Hudson River Financial was one that you've interviewed. Yeah, we've done similar sorts of things with a host of other credit unions at this point.
Yeah, you guys, that was one of our highest rated shows as well for quite a while. So some good stuff there. So now you're kind of bouncing around the country. You have a presentation that you're presenting at various conferences and stuff. And kind of the theme of it is the strategy of online lenders. Can you give us a quick summary of what you're talking about with everyone? And then the feedback that you're getting seems to be pretty tremendous as well.
Sure. You know, online lending is one of those things that it isn't accompanied with, brick and mortar development. So it kind of slides under the radar. The fact is there are four online lenders. And, you know, the way we talk about these guys differs from year to year. We used to call them peer-to-peer lenders, right, and it was marketplace lenders. I'm just going to use the term online lenders, but there's four of them with a collective history of less than 30 years that are now originating more personal loans than all 5,800 plus credit unions put together. So, you know, disruption is occurring. We're concerned about it, and we want to make sure that credit unions are cognizant of their strategy so that they can compete.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's far more than just automation. We think about online lending as being online, but it's much more sophisticated and ingenious, than that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the items in your presentation that I saw is, like, you mentioned that online strategy is more than automation, just like you talked about. So can you expand on that a little bit? Why is it more than automation?
Sure. I think that there are four pillars of the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
One is a concentration on debt consolidation. And there's some really good reasons for that. One is that if you're concentrating on debt consolidation, the pre-screening becomes fairly easy. You know, mm-hmm. you start out with people with existing balances, right?
Right.
And then they're using some more sophisticated techniques, as I'll get into. But the other thing that's going on is that if you look at net promoter scores, credit cards are near the bottom in terms of, brand loyalty.
Yep.
There's $1 trillion worth of card balances out there, but it's a relatively easy play to pull balances away from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the second pillar is around analytics. They're using stuff that's far more sophisticated than going to a credit bureau and saying, give me a list of everyone with credit scores between X and Y and balances between A and B. A lot of them are using machine learning techniques to make sure that the right offers are made to the right people at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing they're doing is the online experience. They've really reduced the requirements to make it easy. People coming out love the experience. 75% of people who go through the online lending experience say they'll do it again.
Yeah.
And then the final thing is, which to me is the scariest aspect of this, is that they cross-sell the heck out of those relationships. And it's all on a very automated way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go onto their platform, even if you don't go through a whole lending process, you're going to get emails every three or four weeks, right?
Right, right.
But once you become a borrower, say with Lending Club, you have to go to Lending Club's platform in order to get your statements. Every time you do, you're going to get sold another product or offered another product.
No doubt. And let's talk about, you mentioned the retention aspect of it. You said retention of customers who have used the P2P, the person-to-person, peer-to-peer, is high. Why is this so high? Why is it such a use? I mean, you mentioned 75%, right, was the statistic
right.
that you said? Why is it
right.
so high?
Well, I think in part because they're doing what millennials want. And, we talk about millennials all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We know that We know that they want ease of use. If you ask them what their primary, what they look for in a financial institution, they say access.
Yeah.
So they're providing what people want. It's a very convenient experience. You can do it in your pajamas, you know, at 2 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And so, you know, people actually give the experience kudos.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. And so that's what keeps them coming back time and time again. Keeps me coming back time and time again, too. So I like that convenience factor. So what, and you mentioned earlier disruption. Can you expand on the disruption and why is it happening right now?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, there's four players that have originated more personal loans that are now year to year originating more personal loans than all credit unions put together. And, you know, that business that they've created is expected to be a $350 billion business by 2025. That's only 8 years away.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can add another $206 billion, according to consensus estimates, that the online small business market is expected to be.
Yeah.
So a huge growth. It's all driven with those pillars that I talked about.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's ways to compete against them, but without those methodologies for competing against them, that disruption is going to continue to be a big part of the marketplace.
No doubt. Oh my gosh, no doubt. So what are some strategies that credit unions can use here to kind of disrupt those disruptors and kind of keep the momentum going? Because I mean, credit unions right now have some tremendous momentum going right now. I mean, the growth is unprecedented what's going on right now, not only with increased membership, but lending as well is really off the charts, especially auto lending. So what are some strategies that you suggest for credit unions in this area?
Well, we certainly want credit unions to continue to grow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're big proponents of the movement. So, you know, one thing that they could do is work with ourselves. You know, and I don't want this necessarily to be an advertisement, but, you know, we do provide the tools, the analytics, the marketing support, all of that, the content to drive folks to a co-branded, you know, web mobile experience.
Gotcha.
So that they can, you know, sign up for the same thing that fintech players are doing. I think one of the things that's really important that, you know, we did a survey recently of folks and we asked, you know, do you hear people come into the branch and say, I just got this great offer in the mail. Can you, you know, replicate it? We asked them, do you hear members say, I get all my information from a website, you know, my financial personal information from a website.
Mm-hmm.
We also asked them, do you have people come into the branch and say, you know, can I just do this all online? You know, if you hear members saying that, there's disruption. In all of those reservations that you hear members say, there's things that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we found in a recent survey is that credit unions have not done a really good job in terms of analytics, you know, making sure that they're targeting the right folks at the right time. That's one thing that I would suggest is a big learning point.
Yeah, and as you well know, analytics is just booming right now in the financial services industry. So I think that's gonna grow by leaps and bounds within the next year or so. So it's like wildfire. I've never seen anything like it. And you can't swing a cat these days without talking to somebody about analytics, you know, and the research, the analyzing it all. So it's just a tremendous thing. So any final thoughts here to wrap up, Alan? I mean, kind of looking at the 64,000 foot level, I mean, the importance of all of this obviously is continued growth, momentum, all that type of stuff. What's your take?
Yeah, I think that there's a real question about, what to do in order to remain relevant with folks that need the automation tools, right?
Yeah.
And so I think the first step is just being aware of what's going on in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Like I said early on, it's really difficult to ascertain what the disruption is because it isn't accompanied by brick and mortar expansion. You don't see someone, you know, moving in just down the road. So, be aware of what's happening. I'm always available to talk. If,
cool.
if um, You know, if you want to know what Lending Club is doing or Prosper, Avant, any of those, you know, I'm open to receiving calls around that. Because, again, one of my objectives is to make sure that credit unions remain vibrant. And, you know, if you think about it, we're the answer to consumer liquidity. I want to make sure that we remain that.
Indeed, indeed. Great message to end on. Anything else to wrap up, Alan? Any last final thoughts, sir?
You know, just let me know if there's ever anything that I can do.
We'll do. We'll do. Alan, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Alan Barr, everybody from Simply Credit. Keep up the good work, sir. Well done.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.